Part 1. The 20s. The Husband I Bought, circa 1926. Editor's Preface. Ayn Rand arrived in the United States from Russia in February 1926 at the age of 21 and spent several months with relatives in Chicago before leaving for Hollywood. Although she had studied some English in Russia, she did not know the language well, and she devoted herself at first to writing scenarios for the silent screen. The Husband I Bought seems to be the only writing other than scenarios from these early months. It is the first story she wrote in English. Miss Rand was aware that this story, like all her work in the 1920s, was a beginner's exercise, written in effect in a foreign language, and she never dreamed of publishing it. She did not even sign her name to it privately, although she had chosen the name Ayn Rand before she left Russia. She signed it with a pseudonym invented for this one case and never used again, Alan Rayner. Many years later, Ayn Rand was asked to give a lecture defining the goal of her work. "The motive and purpose of my writing," she said, "is the projection of an ideal man. The portrayal of a moral ideal as my ultimate literary goal, as an end in itself. The Romantic Manifesto." Prior to The Fountainhead, however, she did not consider herself ready for this task. She knew that she had too much still to learn, both as a philosopher and as a writer. What she did regard as possible to her in these early years was the depiction of a woman's feeling for the ideal man, a feeling which she later called man worship. She herself had experienced this feeling as a driving passion since childhood, primarily in response to the projections of heroes she discovered in romantic literature. Concepts such as worship, reverence, exaltation, and the like are usually taken as naming emotions oriented to the supernatural, transcending this world. In Ayn Rand's view, however, this concedes to religion or mysticism what are actually the highest moral concepts of our language. Such concepts do name actual emotions, even though no supernatural dimension exists, and these emotions are experienced as uplifting or ennobling, without the self-abasement required by religious definitions. What then is their source or referent in reality? It is the entire emotional realm of man's dedication to a moral ideal. It is this highest level of man's emotions that has to be redeemed from the murk of mysticism and redirected at its proper object, man. The Fountainhead, 25th Anniversary Edition, Introduction. Man worship means the enraptured dedication to values, and to man the individual, as their only achiever, beneficiary, and ultimate embodiment. This is basically a metaphysical ethical feeling, open to either sex, a feeling uniting all those who see man's highest potential and strive to actualize it, those dedicated to the exaltation of man's self-esteem and the sacredness of his happiness on earth. When a woman with this kind of character sees her deepest values actualized and embodied in a specific man, man worship becomes, other things being equal, romantic love. Thus, the special quality of the Ayn Rand romantic love, it is the union of the abstract and the concrete, of ideal and reality, of mind and body, of uplifted spirituality and violent passion, of reverence and sexuality. Throughout the early years, female protagonists predominate in Ayn Rand's fiction, and one of their essential traits is this kind of man worship. The early heroes are merely suggested. They are not fully realized until Rourke. But whatever the language and literary problems still unresolved, the motif of the woman's feeling for a hero is realized. Even in this first story, Ayn Rand can write eloquent scenes on this theme, especially the moving farewell scene. Even this early, she can make effective use of the dramatic, short-sentence style that became famous with The Fountainhead. Henry